Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to the Wine on the Street podcast. I know it's been a while. I'd have to apologize. You know how life takes over sometimes, but I got to tell you, there's been a ton of cool stuff going on. I'm so psyched to be back. I'm so super psyched to start to tell you about this wine club that I really want to do. There will be a monthly video. We'll taste together. It is what I've been dreaming of for the longest time. But today we're going to start with St. Patrick's Day. Shout out to all the Irish folk out there. Now, those of you that don't know me might accidentally think I'm Irish because of the whole Burns thing. That is a marital, I'm not gonna say mistake because I have three fabulous kids, but that is my ex-husband's last name and I kept it for my kids. I am a Sicilian 100% through and through. But that being said, we still celebrate St. Patrick's Day in this house. Now, while I don't drink green beer, I will go green in some shape or form. My green will probably be some version of a Sauvignon Blanc today that has a little green hue. But while we're talking green, people always ask, like, what's the difference between organic, biodynamic, sustainable? So I wanted to talk about all that today. But I want to let you know that today is the anniversary of St. Patrick's death. He died in the 5th century. So it actually is supposed to be a somber day. Don't you just love how we, like, flip things around and totally take them out of context? And we have created what is supposed to be the anniversary of a death and made it this drunken fest. I mean, like sludge on the bottom of your shoe. Ick. That's what happens today. All the power to those of you out there and that go to the parade and do that sort of stuff. You should do that. Everyone should do it at least once in their lifetime, because then after that, odds are good, you'll never want to do it again. Okay, so let's talk about this whole organic thing. I think we forget sometimes that the people that make wine are farmers first. The real people that make wine. There's a lot of people that have dumped millions of dollars and bought vineyards and then walk away. They don't count. But the people that actually get out there, pick the grapes, prune them, they're skilled artisans and they are farmers. And they live to save the earth. They understand that you can't work against Mother Earth. You have to work with her. So truthfully, they are sustainable. They are organic. This is what they do. This is what they've done for centuries. But for some reason, everybody needs a label right now. I had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing Marchese Piero Antonori. He's the president of, actually, his daughters just took over. He was the president of the huge Antonori family. And sustainability is what they do. They have done it for centuries. And no, they're not going to put it on the bottle. It takes away from the beauty of the label as far as they're concerned. But you have to understand that so many, probably all of them, care for the earth. They know that if anything's screwed up out there in the vineyards, there's no wine. That being said, there's three words basically: organic, biodynamic, and sustainable that you could look out for. So organic wine is the only one that the government has gotten involved in. It's got its little sticky fingers in. So organic wine must be made from organically grown grapes, and that means the process must utilize renewable sources, conserve the soil, water. Again, stuff that these guys do on a daily basis. In addition, though, there's no sulfites in organic wine. Sulfites are like a preservative, and they are added to the wine to make it last. Much like there's preservatives in your food, they put sulfites in wine. And understand, sulfites serve a purpose, right? You need your wine to last from France all the way to the wine shop in your hometown. They're needed. I understand that maybe you don't want them once it gets to your house. And there are devices out there. Actually, you should check out the Ulo. It's really cool. And it basically strains the sulfites out. So I get people don't want them in, especially as we're trying to clean up our lifestyle and get preservatives out of our diet. But sulfites are needed for wine. That being said, they're typically added to production. And they, without them, they have a shorter life. They got to be drunk in probably about 6 months or the wine's just going to go bad. Your best bet is to get wine from vineyards that are near your home if you are looking for wines without sulfite. Okay, so that's organic. Again, the government is involved in this, and you will see on the label a seal from the United States Department of Agriculture if it is 100% organic, and people are proudly wear that label. So it'll be there. Look for it. Being biodynamic, though, is more of a belief system rather than a method. It's actually based on the findings of this Austrian scientist. I don't know, Rudolf Steiner, I think his name was. And he basically believed that the crops and the livestock and all this stuff and the earth and the moon should all be considered when you make farming decisions. He made like this biodiversity thing way cooler, way before Leonardo DiCaprio did. So it's really about working with everything and thinking philosophically. Sustainable, on the other hand, is, you know, the way I like to think of it is if you can't sustain the business, you can skip it. So that basically means let's install solar panels. Let's do all these things to be, you know, conserve energy and do things like that. But if it's going to cost us so much money that we have to shut the doors of the vineyard, then we're not going to do it. So it's sustainable as long as the business is sustainable. They have a right to back off. And that just makes sense, right? You do it at home. I'm going to put energy efficient windows in when I have the money to do it. But that doesn't mean I don't love the earth and I'm not trying to save money. So they do as much as they can for the environment, but they still got to pay the bills. At the end of the day, everybody has to strive to save the planet, whether you put it on a label or not. And these guys do. And you could taste it in the wine. Look, you're no fools, right? You can taste a mass-produced wine. It's got a load of sugar in it. It's got a load of preservatives in it. You know that. The beauty of wines that are well-made is that the winemakers are right there and they're very hands-on. And so they watch the chemical process of this wine from start to finish. They don't need to add extra crap to make it last. They know how to do it chemically, you know, with the grapes and the processing, and they get that. When a wine is produced in a factory and, you know, 50 billion bottles come out at one time, sometimes there's just not that attention to detail. It's just not possible. It's not, the economies of scale are not there. And so they add stuff. So just know that. Does it make it bad or worse? Just different. So if you want to go green on St. Patrick's Day or any other day, these are the things you could look for. But know in your head that for the most part, wine is made with Mother Earth. And you can't have a good bottle without her. So the next time you have a glass that you enjoy, raise it to her and do what you can to save the earth so that we keep getting good wine out of her. All right. You know you could reach me anytime. I'm at Tracy Burns on Twitter. Of course, you could always email me, Tracy@wineonthestreet. There will be more to come. Sign up for the newsletter so I can fill you in on this wine club that I'm super excited about. And we'll start doing some videos and having some really, we'll have fun and we'll drink together, which is what I've been dying to do all this time. All right. I hope you're well and reach out as always if you need anything. Centani.